You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And so if you have something you'd like to talk about, you just give us a call. But I thought maybe we would start out this evening talking about illegal immigration. We'd talk about what Arizona's doing, trying to actually address this issue, what the Obama administration is doing, what, of course, the City Council of Los Angeles is doing, wanting to threaten the Arizona and boycott Arizona. They're doing that up in Sacramento as well. It's a terrible thing what Arizona is doing, and of course discriminating against people. And does Arizona have the right to discriminate against people and of course to restrict the freedom of it? Obviously it's going to be of Mexican people. Every Mexican is going to be suspect of being here illegally. Should the government have the right to simply stop people on the street and ask for their papers or proof that they're citizens? And if you were stopped, could you prove that you were an American citizen? And are we opening up a can of worms? Are we doing what should be done? I'd like to know what you think about the immigration problem and what we should be doing today. And ask the simple question, why is it that the Obama administration and the Bush administration before that and the Clinton administration before that and the first Bush administration and then the Reagan administration steadfastly refused to enforce our immigration laws? What should we be doing? What should we have done? What should we do in the future? And, of course, where is this all heading? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we are certainly going to let you call in and express your opinions. But certainly, we have a lot of people south of the border who are very, very poor, who would like a better life, and aren't they entitled to a better life? Certainly, one of the big problems with the Mexicans was the fact that under the NAFTA agreement, we were allowed to ship into Mexico American corn, which was actually subsidized so we could undersell the Mexican farmers. There's no way, he could possibly compete with subsidized corn from the United States grown on great fields with all sorts of mechanical equipment there. And he's got maybe a few acres. He's growing corn. He's got a subsistence living. We ship our corn in. We drop the price of corn in Mexico. What's he going to do? He's got a wife and family to support. Well, of course, what they can do is come across the border, leave his wife and family, come up here and make money and set it home so that they won't starve. Is there a justification for his coming? Well, let's simply get your thoughts on this. We're going to be talking about immigration or anything else you want to talk about. Right now we have a Jerry calling from a Medical Lake up in Washington. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Pretty good considering everything.
All right, considering the dire circumstances. Tell me what you think.
Well, I think you need to get some information for us and for your listeners.
All right, okay. You go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Larry Bates and Chuck Bates had on their program on April 16th a bit about the military considering Christians and constitutionalists threat to American security and foreign policy. And he gave the military directive on it and everything, and I'm in a hospital. Actually, there's many reasons why I'm in a mental hospital, put away because I'm paranoid of Big Brother government.
All right.
And anyway, I haven't got access to get it, but he gives it on the radio, the where to get all the information. There's about 60 or 70 pages of it, and he just touched on it.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling. And
I got another point.
Hold that. All right, Jerry, go right ahead.
I'm sending you a letter, a picture, and it's proof of global warming. It's the only proof I've been able to find on the proof of global warming. It is skimpy at best. And you'll find it very skimpy on 1990.
Well, I see. Do you believe that there is global warming?
Oh, absolutely not.
I see.
Okay. This is the only proof that they have that there is, and it's so skimpy it doesn't convince anybody of anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, they mean
you'll find it enjoyable.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Jerry?
Not much other than the war in Iran will come with Iran, but it will not come this year. It will come next spring.
All right. Well, I hope that you're right, and we'll just have to wait
and see. It'll be a short war. I'm an intelligence agent and have been since 1959.
Are you working for the government at the present time? Or are you?
I'm still in intelligence, but I'm not working for the government.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate your input, and please keep us advised, okay?
Okay, will do.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Jerry calling from Medical Lake, Washington, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday, and we'd like to know what you think about what's happening. Now, of course, some of the people coming across the border illegal immigrants have come in, and of course they can get jobs here. They used to, they have the Immigration and Naturalization Service go around. They usually would accumulate in front of hardware stores. That's what they did here in Santa Cruz, and I'm sure they do this all across the country because the hardware stores, lumber stores, that's where the contractors are coming to buy their products, and they usually need an extra pair of hands. And so this is where, of course, the illegal immigrants could get jobs. In the past, why, of course, there were efforts to round them up and send them back because people are not supposed to be in the country illegally, but they've more or less done away with that. Certainly the Immigration and Naturalization Service has been very restricted in what it's been allowed to do to deal with illegal immigration. So certainly now these people can go to the areas certainly adjacent to hardware stores and lumber yards, and they can get hired there. They don't have to worry about the Immigration and Naturalization Service. In fact, if you can get across the border, you're an illegal immigrant, you can get across the border, you're fairly certain you can come here, you can stay here for an indefinite period of time, you can even bring in your family, you can make use of all the wonderful welfare benefits that are purchased by paid taxes of illegal citizens, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you want to. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I thought maybe we'd start in talking about illegal immigration, what they're doing in Arizona. Is this a good idea? Should they be doing that? Should they be actually trying to enforce the laws on illegal immigration, or would they be better off simply to allow the illegal immigrants to be there and certainly not create a racial division between the Hispanic and the white, which it certainly would appear that the government is trying to incite, in other words, racial hatred, playing one group against another, exactly as they've tried to do, playing the black against the white and the white against the black. So they seem to be intent upon creating racial division between Hispanic and white and Hispanic. They should be playing into their hands by enforcing the laws in Arizona. We'd like to know what you think about the situation. But as I said earlier, of course, many of the people in Mexico were very, very poor, and certainly a large number of the farmers there literally put out of business, unable to grow corn and make a profit because of the flooding of their country by subsidized corn from the United States. And so many of these people, millions of them, were really forced to come to the United States looking for a job. They needed to be able to be employed. They needed to have money to feed their wives and children, and they had to support their families. And once you could get into the United States, why you were fairly certain that you weren't going to be borrowed because the policies from Washington, D.C. changed, and no longer was there an active program to track down the illegal immigrants. And certainly many of the illegal immigrants were to work for Tyson's and other meat packers, and they were able to get good-paying jobs. Now, admittedly, the job used to pay maybe $15, $18 an hour. They were willing to work for $8 or $10 an hour. Tyson was glad to hire them. The immigrants were glad to have the jobs, and so it worked out very well, other than the fact that it took jobs away from American citizens. But after all, shouldn't everybody have the right to work if they want to work? Give us a call. We'd like to know what you feel about illegal immigration. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, many of the illegal immigrants were willing to come up, and they were willing to work in the fields. And it's hard working in the fields. I know. I started working in the fields when I was about 12 years old. And I'll tell you, working in the onion fields and picking crops and working in the celery, these are hard jobs. And a lot of Americans don't want to do that. Certainly the farmers need a regular supply of labor. And certainly many of the illegal immigrants will come up, they'll work in the field, it's stoop labor, they'll pick the strawberries, they'll do all of these things that, of course, a lot of Americans don't want to do, don't need those, and don't the farmers need a regular source of certainly of labor. So don't they serve a use, and as long as they're willing to come here and work and they're not committing any crimes, certainly shouldn't we allow them to come? Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I want to know what you think about the problem of illegal immigration and what should be done. And certainly, is Arizona doing the right thing, or should we be critical of them? Should we perhaps boycott Arizona as they're doing in Los Angeles? The Los Angeles City Council and certainly governmental structures all over the country. Certainly President Obama has condemned what they're doing in Arizona, and shouldn't we support our president? Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the central coast of California, and I'd like to know what you think. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Hello. Very pleasant evening up here in wet Washington. Now, on this Mexico immigration thing, some research would astound people if they take any time to look at the Mexican laws that deal with immigration in their country. Their laws are extremely restrictive, extremely prohibitive, extremely anti-immigrant. And I won't get into all of their particular issues right now, but if we had a law that was like them, and therefore they wouldn't criticize us about our horrible laws, we would probably be the two worst nations on the world for restrictive and prejudiced repressive laws about how people are treated. Now, as far as the illegal immigrants that go into Mexico, the way they treat these immigrants is beyond reason. It is inhumane. It would be enough issues to be brought up at some kind of international court.
Now, you're speaking of people going into Mexico from the south,
exactly.
Coming in from Ecuador,
exactly.
Or Guatemala. Okay.
Especially from the south. And I think Mexico has no business criticizing us about how inhumane we are when their own laws are, in my opinion, very repressive. And it makes it, if they wanted to interpret it, makes it almost impossible for anybody to ever immigrate to Mexico. Now, interesting to study another night. The other thing I want to say is, who would want to immigrate to Mexico in the first place? Look at the cartel. The cartel is into everything down there. That country is out of control. It is a lawless, deeply corrupted, deeply engrafted country. The cartel runs everything. It is an insidious mafia. And I have some personal knowledge about this. I welcome people to come to our country. Our country is based on immigration and the freedom to succeed and fail. And I am the 10th generation removed of immigrants who fled horrible violence in Europe in the 1700s. Great. I like people to come here. So,
Well, but of course the thing is, right now, can we afford to have people coming in when we have between 20 and 25 million either unemployed or underemployed Americans? Should we temporarily just shut down our immigration until we can actually have jobs for the people who are here?
Well, what I would say is that we ought to enforce the law that the Reagan administration brought in, which was very effective and would have been very balanced in dealing with immigration.
But the trouble,
great law.
But the trouble was the Reagan administration did not enforce the laws. Remember,
Chris,
we had an amnesty in 1986, and President Reagan said, look, there are only a million people here illegally. We're going to let them become citizens, and then we will enforce the laws, we'll seal the borders, we'll make it a crime for any employer, a serious crime for any employer to employ somebody that is here illegally, and we will enforce our immigration laws. And of course, once Ronald Reagan got through the amnesty, he steadfastly refused to enforce the immigration laws or seal our borders, as just as did George H.W. Bush, just as did Bill Clinton, just as did George Jr., and as Obama is doing. So basically, of course, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, yes, certainly they got fine laws. We got fine laws on all sorts of things. They've got great laws as far as certainly our financial system is concerned. We don't need more laws. We just don't enforce the laws we have. And that's the same thing as far as immigration. They absolutely refuse to enforce our immigration laws. So maybe we shouldn't have any laws if they're not going to enforce them. Are you still there, Bruce? We seem to have lost Bruce. Well, basically, I think we should enforce our immigration laws so nobody will think that. Bruce, are you still there? Well, we lost Bruce, so let's go to Jeanette, who's calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Jeanette. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you. But I was listening to your program, and I heard you say that, you know, there are immigrants coming in who will do work that Americans won't do. Well, I remember growing up when many Americans were working out in the fields, and I know many young men at that time who were working in the fields. And in the 60s, when Chavez came in the UFW, lo and behold, that seemed to change. So Americans, I mean, I really don't like when they say work that Americans won't do, you know, because Americans, I don't know,
But
Jeanette, if it changed back in the 60s. Before that, there were a lot of Americans out there.
Before the 60s, why you didn't have the welfare benefits, you didn't have the unemployment insurance. Certainly, it's a lot easier to be on welfare or to be on unemployment to go out and work in the fields. Have you ever worked in the fields?
Well, I've worked out in orchards. There's a rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, that the contracts specify UFW contracts, which people would work in the fields or not, but that was the timing of that. And the welfare and all I would agree with, but, you know, there are many people coming over to our country from other countries, too, not just one country, but others who are on our welfare and also unemployment.
But you can just come into America. You come into America as an immigrant, and you immediately qualify for the welfare, and you should not. If you come to America, you should not get welfare, and Americans shouldn't get welfare either, because, of course, this welfare basically discourages people from wanting to work, and this is the real problem we're facing. I mean, you can't have a government that's going to provide for people and then expect them really to work, can you?
Yeah, that, and with our high school students that I used to work with, I mean, it's like they want to begin work with a high amount of, or many of them, I shouldn't say all of them, but many want to begin, you know, work with a high amount of pay, and it's just, it's always worked that way.
Well, but you see, the thing is, they've always had everything they wanted. People have never gone without. Unfortunately, those days, I believe, are gone forever. Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. FDIC is bankrupt. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are bankrupt. Our own government is bankrupt. It is having to borrow $5 billion a day, and you can't spend yourself into prosperity. But, Jeanette, the whole system is coming down. And maybe it's going to be the best thing. Maybe people are going to have to evaluate what's really important in this world as this whole artificial world we've lived in begins to crumble. And I fear this is going to happen. I fear terrible things are going to lie ahead. But we really need to know what we're going to do as far as the illegal immigrants. What should we do? Should we enforce the laws? Should we send them back? Should we welcome them with open arms?
Well, when this country does go through bigger problems, I hope people can evaluate the correct way.
Amen to that. Thank you so very much for calling today. Okay. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, we've got Tommy calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tommy. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Sam?
Doing fine.
I have a little problem. Now, you talk about America. English is the first link, is the first...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Games with our mind, and the reason they're doing this, and that they're not stopping the oil billowing up there from the floor of the Gulf, is because they want to stop offshore drilling here in the United States, and we've already discouraged it on the West Coast now, and they're going to discourage it on the East Coast, and they're going to stop offshore drilling. I think they could have stopped this, about 6 weeks ago, and they haven't tried to do it.
Well, something needs to be done.
Well, something needs to be done, but if they're not going to do it, not until they're ready to do it.
All the God's creatures are dead and
But they don't care, Tommy. These people have a different worldview. This is an attack on America. It is just as exactly as Three Mile Island was designed to prevent us from having nuclear generating plants. So I believe this whole thing is contrived, and we're not addressing it and not stopping the oil because they don't want us doing offshore drilling. They want
us. How long is this going to go on?
Your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, good night, Tommy. And please keep listening, and I share your concern.
Take care.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Dale calling from Washington State. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. And hi, Dale. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to make a comment on one of the dynamics of what I see as a cause for this problem of inequity and a lot of multifaceted components of immigration and debt and a lot of things. Up until 1974, as the hourly worker's production increased, his share of the economic pie increased. He got more money in real terms. From that time forward, the productivity still increased. The average work per man hour still increased, but at that time, real wages stagnated and went backwards. Wealth was still being created, but it was being concentrated in fewer and fewer people's hands. We were a people prior to 1974, and you can graphically chart the level of individual debt, household debt, right along with that change in reward for the worker and the differential between the production and his wage compensation. We went into debt at that time to supplement what was a rising standard of living that we weren't enjoying, that was mirroring our increased production. As we went into debt, our society changed from one of investing in real things, factories, and things of production. We changed gradually to a nation that created instruments of debt.
All right, of course. But basically, of course, what we've been doing, you said, is gradually sending our factories and our manufacturing overseas and sending our jobs overseas as well. There's been an intentional effort to ship the wealth of the American people to other countries. And you're
That's
right,
part of it, yep.
We're just living on debt. 1974 was the end of the Vietnam War. And, of course, remember, we did not tax the American people for that senseless war. We ran that war on debt, and we've been living on debt ever since then. And the debt has been rising and rising and rising. It took almost 200 years from 1789 until 1980 to accumulate $1 trillion in national debt. Today we accumulate that in about 9 months. $1 trillion. We're going to run a $1.6 trillion deficit this year, if not more. We cannot live on debt indefinitely. Eventually comes the day of reckoning. You cannot spend yourself into prosperity, not even people as smart as we are.
As I believe, as our economic system denied the workers the compensation for their wages, that they had to supply the basics of what was needed. There wasn't the need for the medical insurance, the welfare, the extensive welfare society that we have now back in the 70s as there is today. As you create poverty by denying people a real wage, you encourage illegal immigration, you encourage debt, you encourage all sorts of maladies that what we see today. And I think if we would allow the worker's wage to increase to what it was in the mid-70s relative to the amount of production that he's producing today, that we could alleviate the credit card mentality, we could alleviate people not being able to afford for their medical, for their food, for their housing.
But how are you going to do that? How are you going to do it?
Well, by creating an environment that...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Well, that Dale is certainly, it all sounds very, very good, but how are you going to get it? How are you going to get, people get higher wages? The only way they get higher wages is either to organize on their job, and of course they can, with a union, they can get higher wages, but pretty soon, especially the way the situation is, like the automotive workers, you're getting, $60 an hour with all your benefits, but unfortunately, all the factories are over in China, so that's not going to solve the problem. I mean, how you can talk about wanting to create this perfect society where everybody is compensated well, but the only thing you can do if you don't like your wage, pick up and find another job. What would you do?
Well, what I know is my relative wage from the 70s until now has gone dramatically down.
Right.
And yet my level of expertise has gone dramatically up.
All right, fine. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think what we need to do, the environment that allows for a low wage in this country is illegal immigration, outsourcing of jobs overseas, the inadequate or the inequality of the way corporate America extracts the wealth from our system. The wealth is being concentrated. It's not that we're not creating wealth in this country. We are creating wealth. It's just going in fewer and fewer people's hands.
All right, so what are you going to do? Are you going to pass more laws to take away? Are you going to bring all the corporations under the control of the government?
I think what we need to do is deny the tax loopholes that allow these corporations to take advantage, basically to receive subsidies, pay no taxes, to ship their jobs overseas, and be more of a closed society in this country.
But Dale, Sidney, I agree. Idealistically, you're absolutely right. But the government is actively encouraging the factories to move overseas. If you are a corporation and you open a plant over in China, you don't have to pay any American taxes. Not only that, you can get a very, very cheap loan so you can move over there. Not only that, but if you move over there, you don't have to pay any, you don't have to put up with the Environmental Protection Agency and OSHA, and you don't have to put up with the government regulations, and you don't have to get environmental impact studies before you build your plant. We're doing everything we can to encourage our factories to move overseas. So, I mean, until people understand that there is a cabal that runs this country whose loyalty is not to America but to this internationalist dream, people aren't going to understand they are intentionally lowering our living standards. They are intentionally lowering our salaries. They are intentionally destroying this country because they have a different agenda. Hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And let's see now. There we go, hopefully. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dale Sidney is calling from Washington, very concerned because his living standards, his salary commensurate with the cost of goods is going down over a period of 20 or 30, 20 years or more, and he's absolutely right. But as I'm simply pointing out, there is an agenda. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. It calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and so they're transferring our wealth and our jobs to other countries. You're absolutely right, but until the American people understand we've been taken over by a cabal that hates America and is dedicated to the development of other countries, nothing's going to change.
I live in a farming community, and when I first moved here, white people, college kids, transient-type, gypsy-type people would work in the orchards, and now it's all Hispanic, all of it.
And probably a lot of it's illegal, illegal immigrants.
Most of it's illegal, and they don't. Here's the thing, Dr. Stan, they only pay a tiny fraction more per unit of labor than they did 30 years ago. Just a tiny fraction in real terms, dollar terms, they probably pay a third of what they did 30 years ago.
And it's absolutely wrong. I agree with you totally, but the only way we're going to stop this is to close the borders, send the people who are here illegally home, do away with the welfare so people are going to have to work, and you'll find an awful lot of Americans working out there in the fields once again. But
yes,
as long as you've got a free lunch and welfare and unemployment, who'd want to work out there? I've worked out there. It's hard, it's hot, it's dusty, it's dirty. But, of course, if I needed a job, I'd be working in the fields.
Yeah, but the wage that was available 30 years ago relative to buying a loaf of bread
right.
was way more There was way more incentive for the white man to go do it.
You're absolutely right. Hey, we're going to let you go. We're out of time.
Right,
thanks
you,
so
Dr.
much
Stan.
For calling. I certainly agree with your problem, with what you're saying. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're talking about the Arizona response. I mean, they want to try to keep illegal immigrants out of this country, and they've been viciously attacked by the Obama administration and by the media all across the country. It's a terrible racist thing to do for Arizona to try to enforce the federal immigration laws. So, John, what are your thoughts? Oh, there we are. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. There's another aspect of the illegal immigration that needs to be considered in these days. I've had some very mostly good interactions with Hispanic people that I have been pretty certain have been illegal from time to time, and I know most are very hardworking and good-hearted people, and that's really not what I wanted to bring up, although there is definitely a problem with gang activity, drug activity, et cetera, et cetera. But the other more serious problem that I think needs to be addressed is that as long as the border, especially the southern border, although the northern border is a problem at times as an alternative, but as long as the southern border is easily penetrable, we're going to have many highly undesirable people, especially Islamic terrorists from the Middle East, who are coming in, not in massive numbers like people looking for work, but they are coming in. I heard somewhere that the fellows that help to guide the illegal people in are, as I'm sure you know, they're called coyotes. And I think the going rate for just an average person that wants to work from Latin America might be around $1,000 or maybe more. Usually payable when on arrival, that kind of thing. I think they may have to pay a little up front. But I have heard that a Middle Easterner that wants to use the services of a coyote is willing to pay up to around or more than $30,000. And they will have them shave off their beard and take on a clothing that looks like they could be Hispanic, because they are sort of a darker color, so they can pass as though they were Hispanic. But they have been caught by immigration authorities from time to time because they don't understand Spanish. And, of course, that's the first clue right there. But I believe it's possible that we may get serious about building an actual effective wall with perhaps some electronic surveillance added into it at some future date.
John, I hate to disagree with you, but they have no intention of either building a wall or enforcing our immigration laws, because, of course, they don't want to. They want to merge the United States with Mexico. They're intentionally not enforcing the laws. They're not really sending any of the employers who are knowingly employing illegal immigrants. They're not putting them in prison. You have to understand that nothing as it appears to be. If there was really a terrorist threat and the danger of Islamic terrorists coming into this country, they would have sealed that border on the 12th of September 2001. They know there is no terrorist threat. We have that wide open border. As many people can come across as they want to. But why haven't we had suicide bombers and all of these terrible things? Because this whole thing is a charade. But you're absolutely right. We know what needs to be done. We're not doing it. But I can tell you, until the American people understand that we've been taken over by a group of people, I call them the invisible government or the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they want to destroy this country. They want to lower our living standards. They want to flood us with illegal immigrants. Only then can you really understand what's going on. We can come up with all the solutions. A 10-year-old child can figure out what you need to do. It's just that the people who control our government and the leaders of both political parties will not do that. The American people want it, but they don't care what the American people want. I mean, they figure that, we're going to be very upset as we lose our freedom here and as we're impoverished, but we'll accept it because nobody has the courage to stand up and do anything. All we'll do is talk, but we won't do anything. Anything else, John?
Well, yes. don't wish to debate you on anything because, you know, I find your point of view mostly in agreement with mine. But I just wanted to say that I believe that the strategy for those Islamic people who have come in illegally through the southern border, the strategy has been up to this time kind of a hands-off, for the most part, hands-off the United States. They would, since this generally has a good economy here, they would rather use it as kind of a training ground, also a place to make money to help fund terrorism in other places. But I believe you said a few days ago that you were going to have Alec Jones on this week sometime.
I believe he's going to be on next week.
Oh, next week.
He's going to be, well, on, anyways, he's going to be on actually the next week and the following week.
Okay, because I believe he and others have begun to observe a problem with Islamic training camps in the U.S.
Yes, in fact, we're having Paul Williams as a speaker here on October 17th, our all-day conference, and he is certainly the country's leading expert on these Islamic terrorist training camps, where they're training them in military activities with the full knowledge and support of our intelligence agencies.
Right. One other thought, Dr. Stan, if I may. I believe that people are somewhat oblivious to the gradual spread of Islam around the world. And I believe it is one of the principles of Islam that wherever they establish mosques, that territory is considered to be future, if not present, Islamic territory. And I don't really think it's a good idea for New York to permit the establishment of a mosque near Ground Zero. People look at it as, well, we need to be multicultural and we need to understand these people, show them that we're not angry with them. But from the Islamic point of view, they're probably laughing because what they're saying, you know, in a kind of a quiet way is, this is our territory, and we're going to put a mosque here.
John, we carry a book called The Devil's Game. It's written by a man who studied this for a long period of time. It goes into the background of how this whole radical Islamic movement was actually financed by our own intelligence agencies and MI6 until you understand we're creating the best enemy money could buy. And actually, of course, we are doing everything we can build them up in preparation for going to war with the Muslim world. I mean, I feel sorry for the Muslims. I feel sorry for the American people. The book, once again, is The Devil's Game. It's available from Radio Liberty. This whole radical form of Muslim is a movement is being actively financed with your tax dollars, American tax dollars at work. Hey, thanks so much for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we do have the book, The Devil's Game. We recommend it. We think it's important that you understand where this whole radical Islamic movement came from. Also, we have my series of pamphlets. They're called Foreknowledge 911, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. And there, of course, you'll read how we financed this whole radical Islamic movement. Who financed Al-Qaeda? Who financed the Taliban? American tax dollars. We actually put on $51 million, the USAID, to print up the Muslim textbooks written in Arabic, pushing this radical form of Islam to be distributed to the madrasas in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. And anybody who doubts that will be glad to send you the article out of the Washington Post. It's called The ABCs of Jihad. We indoctrinated these youth in this radical form of Islam. They were recruited into the Taliban, the word means student, and now we're over there killing them. The best enemies money could buy. We've got Dale on the line from Moses Lake, and again our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dale. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Dr.
Doing Smith? Just fine.
Well, what I wanted to say about this immigration thing is that why can't the people that are supposed to enforce the law, is there a way of impeaching them or bringing them in court or whatever?
Well, and you see, you really can't, because the average person who works for the Immigration Service would like to do what's right. but you have to understand that the big money's on the other side. There's the Ford Foundation and a number of other very wealthy foundations and think tanks and groups are financing La Raza, which is an organization for illegal immigrants. We have organizations for them financed by the Ford Foundation, Maldive, LULAC. All of these organizations for illegal immigrants are being financed by the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation's part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they've been working on subversive activities ever since the Ford Foundation was established by Henry Ford, who was deeply involved in the occult and theosophy and financed both the Nazis and the communists, but nobody ever talks about that.
So then we can't, the people that take an oath of office, such as congressmen and so, and the senators and all these different states, they can't do anything when they don't uphold the law then?
Absolutely. In fact, most of them are not upholding the law. They've sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, and 95% of what they do is unconstitutional.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, fine. Well, Dale, I share your concern. What is going on just doesn't make sense.
Well, there's laws.
Unless you understand that the people in charge, the people who hold the reins of power in Washington, D.C., do not want to stop illegal immigration. They're doing everything they can to actually encourage it, and then the president has the audacity, just before, with the elections coming up very soon, to send 1,200 National Guard troops down to protect our border, as if he really wants to do something. He doesn't want to do anything. He's been extremely critical of the people in Arizona, and the Arizona law, if you read it, only really enforces the federal immigration laws. That's all it does. It's not, you know, racial profiling at all. But
thank you, sir. Thank you for your information, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dale. God bless you. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is a plan. It's called creative destruction, and of course it is to create a new world order, but in the process you have to destroy the old world order. The idea, the term was popularized in recent years by Alan Greenspan, and you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, and there's a YouTube little there that you can watch Alan Greenspan testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, and somebody says, what is creative destruction? And he, in his own inimical way, designed specifically to confuse people, explains it, but he says it quite clearly. We're going to be destroying a lot of jobs as we create this new order, this new new social order, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're transferring our jobs overseas. We're destroying the jobs here and the lives of so many people. And we say, oh, we're going to get these people retrained. How many people in Detroit have been retrained for other jobs? They're simply lying, ladies and gentlemen. They're simply lying. What they really want to do is lower our living standards and impoverish our people, and that is why we not only do everything we can to encourage manufacturers to send their plants overseas, we encourage them to bring in employers from other countries, both legally and illegally. We're actively encouraging illegal immigration, but we can't let the common people know that. We're encouraging our city employers to outsource their jobs. So very often you'll get a telephone answering service, and it's somebody that sounds like they were calling from New Delhi, and the reason that they sound like they were in New Delhi is because they are in New Delhi. And we can send our x-rays and our CAT scans and our MRIs to other countries. We can do our engineering overseas. We can certainly do our planning. We can do legal work overseas. And it is being done, and it's actively being encouraged by our government. Why? To send our wealth overseas and impoverish the American people. Read the Earth Charter. Read point 10A of the Earth Charter. Get other people to understand these things are not happening by accident. They're happening up by intent. There really are people who want to destroy our nation, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, don't you think? Let's go to Patrick calling from Aptos. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I don't understand your position on immigration as it applies to Christian ethics.
I see. Well, tell me what your views are on immigration.
Well, I posit, what would Christ do standing at the border seeing people who have much less money than us?
Well, but we're not dealing with Christ. We're dealing with, of course, the laws of this land. And
so
basically, do you believe America is a Christian nation?
I'm not sure that it is.
All right, fine. Well, then why do you want to bring up Christ standing at the border? Do you want to have people coming in here and taking jobs away from Americans? Do you want to impoverish our people? Do you want to merge California with Mexico, or do you want to merge the United States with Mexico and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant? Is that what you'd like to do?
Well, I believe it's our responsibility to take care of the poor.
Well, fine. You could go ahead and you go down to Mexico and you take your money down there. But, of course, if you want to destroy our borders, why, of course, there's no better way to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Hang on. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Are we on the air?
You're on the air.
Okay. I just don't get it. It seems to me that if Christ said anything, he said, take care of the poor.
That's fine, and you should do that, but not through the medium of government. Why don't you?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
They can make a living, but the illegal people should, that is not right. No matter what you do, anything illegal is not right, and Jesus Christ of Nazareth would not have, you know, agreed with that.
Well, I think that the major thing is we had a Becerra problem. A program worked very well up until the 60s. They canceled it because they wanted the problem. They didn't want a solution. They wanted the problem. Hey, Barbara, we're out of time. God bless. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go quickly to Adam, who's calling from Michigan here, and we're going to have to let the third caller go. We're out of time. Adam, quick question or comment?
Yes, Yeah, I have a comment. First of all, for the gentleman who called in before, from a Christian standpoint, the charity demonstrated by the church was, first of all, mainly for helping other members within the church. It wasn't for, you know, doling out other people's money to random members of the community. And second, we have laws and we have government because it's necessary. And if you just want to just destroy the border and say, oh, okay, you have a need, well, come on in. Well, as you've said before, you can't give them something without taking it away from somebody else.
So. You're absolutely right, Adam. This whole issue is certainly a divisive one. It's being done intentionally. The real goal is, of course, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us with Mexico and raise our living standards of that of the Mexican peasant. That's what it's all about. And if you strip away all the rhetoric, that's what they really want to do, a multicultural, multilingual, impoverished society in America. I'm not going to let them do it if I can stop it. And
absolutely.
God bless, and we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but thank you so very much for calling.
Good night.
Good night. And okay, this is Dr. Stan, and I do hope I appreciate your calling. And Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, remember every Wednesday evening we have open lines. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, you certainly, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, Sydney, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can buy our products. You can, Sydney, go to our website at radioliberty.com. There's a PayPal button there. And if you can't afford to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Let me remind you, we're having our all-day seminar on the 17th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And then, of course, the Conspiracy Conference is that on this May 5th and May 6th at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. The telephone number for that, if you're interested in going, 925-449-6844. That is 925-449-6844, and that's for the Conspiracy Conference. We'll have a table. We will not actually be there. That's June 4th and 5th, not July. So June 4th and 5th, and pardon me, June 5th and 6th, the Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what this battle is really all about. Because we really are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. There really are secret societies. There really are occult organizations out there that control our government. And if you look and see what's going on and you say, this just doesn't make any sense. I mean, why don't they do what's logical? You have to understand they have no intention of doing what's logical because they want to destroy our country. They hate our country. And they want, of course, to merge us with Mexico and Canada and then merge us with the rest of the world and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. We're going into a financial collapse. We're going into a war with the Muslim world. It's